Donald Trump is a man with a long history of racism, one that long precedes his presidency and his political career. He has had a problem with people of colour for decades. We know he especially has a problem with black people, and we know above all else that he has a real issue with black women, with strong black women. Don't take my word for it. Take Donald Trump's. He led a chant of "send her back" against Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and even spread vile and racist conspiracy theories about her personal life. He called Vice President Harris nasty and disrespectful, and just this week mocked the way she talks.
She speaks in rhyme. You know, it's weird. It's weird. But she has bad moments. And
in rhyme?
What do you... Well, the way she talks, the bus will go here and then the bus will go there, because that's what buses do. And it's weird.
He accused Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson of being disrespectful. There it is again. Towards the white GOP senators who were questioning her. And even his own former advisor, Omarosa Manigault Newman, wasn't spared. He called her, a black woman, a dog. And yes, Donald Trump insults everyone and anyone, but there is something particularly vicious and bigoted to his rhetoric around black women.
Hey, gang, we got some breaking news here. That utterly vile, woke Mediazon show that you were unfortunately just subjected to has just been canceled. The ultra-left MSNBC has announced that Hassan's vitriolic show has been dropped from their lineup, both from the cable outlet as well as their streaming service. Now, again, it's not much of a loss. Hardly anyone was actually watching this ridiculous diatribe that represented little more than parody's repulsiveness. But what's so interesting here is that this cancellation may indeed be an extension of the fallout, ironically, from the Israeli-Hamas war. For example, right after the war broke out back on October 7th, it was widely reported that three of MSNBC's Muslim anchors, including Hassan, were, quote, quietly taken out of the anchor's chair since Hamas's attack on Israel. I mean, this is astonishing stuff. According to the report from the news platform Semaphore, MSNBC did not air a scheduled Thursday night episode of the Mediazon show. They dropped a plan for Ayman Mohieddin to anchor Joy Reid's show on Thursday and Friday. And according to reports, Ali Velshi was replaced by another anchor for his weekend shows. Now, when MSNBC executives were confronted with this, they pushed back, saying, I kid you not, the executives there said that it was all a matter of coincidence. The removal of three Muslim anchors was all a matter of coincidence. The changes in scheduling were merely coincidental. They got nothing to do with the anchors' sympathies for Hamas or for the Palestinians. And what's so interesting here is that we reported on that development over at MSNBC several weeks back, and our assessment of it was simple. These far-left anchors just got canceled. MSNBC, of all imaginable institutions, just canceled their far-left. And this is largely because of the civil war that's broken out on the left between pro-Israeli liberals and pro-Palestinian progressives. Again, we saw this civil war breakout on MSNBC when none other than the president of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, Jonathan Greenblatt, who many consider to be the king of woke cancel culture, has been trying to take down Elon Musk for months now to no avail. But we saw him get on MSNBC and accuse his fellow leftists of having Hamas write their scripts for them for their evening coverage. It was incredible. In fact, ever since hostilities broke out in the Middle East, leftists after leftists after leftists were taking their fellow leftists to task on MSNBC, either accusing them of siding with Hamas terrorists or Zionist occupiers. It was stunning. Well, now we have another major development in that liberal civil war. Woke leftists are starting to get canceled. This Mehdi Hassan show, which nobody watched to begin with, is now the latest casualty. But if MSNBC thought that canceling his show would help their fledgling ratings, I think they're in for a very unpleasant surprise waiting till you see the latest. But first, gang, you've got to click on that link below and try out the amazing Old Country soap made on a farm in South Dakota using traditional techniques. They use only locally sourced special ingredients without the harsh chemicals that can dry out your hair and skin. Every bar includes pure and unfiltered bentonite clay that works wonders. It helps to soothe and relieve dry and sensitive skin. It's known for its healing properties that help with psoriasis and eczema. It also pulls dirt and oil from pores, helping to clear up acne. I mean, it's just amazing stuff. It works great for your hair. You can use it to shave. It's safe for your pets. And of course, to top it all off, it's made right here in the USA. Use promo code TURLEY for an exclusive 20% discount off your order. And every order will include an extra gift. Just pay for the shipping. It's more than worth it. So go ahead, reward yourself with this amazing Patriot product. You'll not be disappointed. Click on that link below right now. The civil war on the left appears to be taking its toll on MSNBC's ratings. While both Fox News and CNN saw spikes in their ratings since hostilities broke out in October, MSNBC's ratings, interestingly enough, took a nosedive. Forbes is reporting that MSNBC went from an average of nearly 1.5 million primetime viewers in the week of September 25th to just 1 million in the week of October 9th, representing a near 30% drop. And their total day viewership dropped 20% to just over 700,000 on average. And unfortunately for MSNBC, this has been more or less par for the course for their fledgling network over the last few years, especially ever since Rachel Maddow's fall from grace when she promised her ultra-leftist listeners that bumbling Bob Mueller's report would be the end of President Trump. When it turned out that it was all a big nothing burger, her audience evaporated. And as it turns out, much of them left the network as a whole. So MSNBC continues to struggle, as frankly the whole of cable news does. Remember, cable news wants to continue to push the illusion that they're objective reporters, when in point of fact, they're devout practitioners of what's called advocacy journalism. We talk about that a lot on this channel. That's where more and more media outlets openly shill for woke partisan politicians and issues. And then they squeeze and manipulate the so-called facts into that woke advocacy. I mean, even Fox, you know, with these patently pathetic Republican debates, even Fox is finding itself fully in line with advocacy journalism, shilling for Nikki Haley and Krispy Kreme Christie and Ron DeSantis. Again, they hide behind the veneer of objective journalism, but practice partisan propaganda. And it looks like that has finally caught up with MSNBC. And in the end, they only have their own left-wing civil war to blame. Are you ready to join the resistance? Because I'm leading a group of dedicated, courageous patriots who can lead a spearhead into the heart of the secular globalist establishment. We punish Bud Light and Target, driven CNN and the legacy media to near bankruptcy, forced BlackRock to backtrack on ESG, and now we're seeing our conservative-dominated Supreme Court ending affirmative action and protecting religious liberty. In my Insiders Club, I show you concrete steps to take locally and online that will only keep this mass uprising going until the battle is won. Don't wait. Click the link in my description below and join my Courageous Patriots Insiders Club today.